This is Jorge, and you're listening to Check It Out. Today, I'm recommending The Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss. Fantasy books may hold legends of heroes comprised of many tales, some tall, some not, for some storytellers love to enhance details to make it more awe-inspiring, or simply, details are lost with the passing of each generation. Such is true for this book, which holds the tales of many, such as Tamerlan the Great, recognized for knowing the name of the wind, which allowed him to call on it and bend to his will. The Fae, who live in a different realm and govern supernatural powers. Then there's the story of Quoth, the protagonist of this book, a man of many names, Quoth the Bloodless, the Arcane, and the Kingkiller, to name a few, and whose stories have taken many variations during the countless tellings of it. Whether all of the tales are true are yet to be seen. But none can argue his wits, his mastery of the lute, and skills as a fighter. He is wanted dead by many, and for that reason, he decided to fake his death and continue his life as coat and keeper of the Waystone Inn. A traveling scribe known as a chronicler recognizes Coat as Quoth and pleads to record his story. He reluctantly agrees and begins with a recount of his childhood when he was part of a traveling troupe named the Ademaru. A scholar that joined the troupe saw much promise in Quoth and recommended he attend a university when he was of age. The Ademaru would meet their demise under the Chandrians, which up until that point were nothing more than villains from a children's story. Quoth, traumatized, manages to flee and resolves to attend the university to become an arcanist and hopefully discover more about the Chandrians who killed his troop. Check out this title and other great works at the Sioux City Public Library. Want more? Subscribe to The First 50 Pages, our podcast about books, library culture, and current reading trends.
Support for Check It Out comes from Avery Brothers.